for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. A mobile home fire results in arrest for arson. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Ora H. Wallace, age 67, of rural Viroqua. On Thursday afternoon at approximately 3:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a mobile home fire along County Road SS, rural Viroqua, in the town of Liberty. Responding to the fire were the Viola, Viroqua, and Reedstown Fire Departments, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, Viroqua Police Department, and the Sheriff's Office. The family residing in the mobile home were in the process of moving out, but not home at the time of the fire, which resulted in a total loss. All units were clear from the scene that evening by 6. Information quickly developed indicating that the fire was set intentionally. The investigation continued and Ora H. Wallace, who lives across the road from the mobile home, was arrested for arson and transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center. A probable cause affidavit has been submitted for review, and Wallace is expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court today. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. The incident remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office and the Viola Fire Department. A report of an unconscious person in Lake Monona led first responders to recover the body of a man from the water Thursday afternoon. He was pronounced dead. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will work to identify the victim as the Sheriff's Office investigates the death. On Friday evening, at approximately 7:52, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a two-vehicle crash on Highway 14 near the intersection of Dyke Road in the town of Spring Green. Deputies arrived on the scene to learn that a GMC Sierra traveling westbound on Highway 14 entered the eastbound lane where it struck a trailer being pulled by a GMC Yukon. The crash, located between Lone Rock and Spring Green, resulted in full closure of both east and westbound lanes for almost 4 hours, with traffic from both lanes being rerouted. The incident was cleared just before midnight on Friday when normal travel conditions resumed. The occupants of the GMC Yukon were transported to a local hospital for injuries sustained during the crash. The operator of the GMC Sierra was pronounced deceased at the scene. A milk recall affects several stores in Wisconsin. Prairie Farms announced the recall Wednesday of select Prairie Farm gallon fat-free milk products at its Dubuque, Iowa facility and distributed to Woodman's stores in Wisconsin and Illinois. A news release says some of the products may contain food-grade cleaning agents, which could cause illness if consumed. The affected milk has a code date of DEC-08, a plant code of PLT-19-145, and was produced between the times of 1751 and 2123. Those who purchased the product with that coating should safely dispose of it or return it to the store for a refund. With the holiday season underway, cold weather, increased travel, and gatherings with family and friends tend to lead to increased respiratory illness activity. With increased flu activity abroad, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is closely monitoring data trends for what may be a severe flu season. DHS has expanded wastewater testing for respiratory viruses and updated respiratory virus data dashboards to help Wisconsinites stay informed and protected throughout the holidays and the remainder of the respiratory season. Respiratory virus and wastewater data provide information about respiratory virus activity levels throughout the state, including levels of flu, COVID-19, and RSV. The data is used to keep Wisconsinites safe and informed about current activity trends. Data can also provide information about past respiratory illness seasons to help prepare for the current season. DHS data shows over 1.3 million Wisconsinites, or 23%, have received a flu shot this season, and just 500,000 Wisconsinites, or 9%, have received an updated COVID-19 vaccine. Older adults and young children are usually most at risk of severe respiratory disease. Currently, 48% of adults age 65 and older and 21% of children age 0 to 4 have received a flu shot in Wisconsin. The number of flu shots administered in October is down 13% compared to last year. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. The CEO of Wisconsin Eye says he's got an idea about how to keep the cameras rolling. CEO John Henkes tells Upfront that he's asking the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers to remove a funding match requirement in the budget. The network needs $10 million in donations by June to unlock matching state funds. But Henkes calls the goal a pipe dream without immediate changes. An Oscar-nominated actor will serve up frozen custard in the Milwaukee area this week. Hugh Jackman will be at Cop's Frozen Custard in Greenfield on Tuesday. Jackman stars as a member of the Milwaukee-based Neil Diamond tribute band Light and Thunder in the movie Song Sung Blue. Jackman will serve free scoops of special Song Sung Blueberry flavor to promote the film's release. Later that day, he'll attend an invitation-only screening of Song Sung Blue at Milwaukee's Oriental Theater. The movie will be released nationally on Christmas Day. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more drivers are wearing seatbelts than ever before. The agency conducts surveys on seatbelt usage each year, with trained observers collecting data at 160 sites across the state. They say that about 94% of drivers are now wearing their seatbelts, the highest rate since the survey began in 1987. According to DOT data, crashes involving drivers or passengers who were not wearing their seatbelts last year led to 176 deaths and over 2,000 injuries. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that seven-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a little light snow on the way today, less than an inch of accumulation with a high right around 24 this afternoon. A little light snow could linger into this evening. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping to around 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25. Looks like we could see a little more snow Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.